Orlochav Gimel Siv on Thursday night. We're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning Hilchos Brachas. We're learning the Halachos of Fragrance Brachas. We're in Siman Nun Ches. And we're actually up to Sif Ches. What we learned up till now. No.
Why did you
have it to say? Why? Okay, so. Who's going to make sure it's here Sunday night for the Chelem Shia?
You?
Good. Yeah, so we're in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Ches, and we learned the different brachas for fragrances. If it's a shrub or a tree, Atzei Basamim. If it's a grass with a very, very soft stem, Isvei Basamim. It's like grass on fruit that you eat. Baruch Nosim Reich Tov Peiros, a special one for balsam oil. And the general bracha, if it's not that, not that, not that, if it has an animal base, then it's bori minei besamim. And we have in Siv Zayin that berech al shel eitz isvei besamim. That's, yeah, v'chein lehepech, or the other way around, lo yotza. They're specific. It's not like ha'eitz and ha'adoma. You hear? It's not like it's an adoma that if you make b'di'evet or adoma on a fruit, you yotze. Here it's two completely different worlds, isvei and atzei, and you're not yotze if you flipped it around. Aval and birch bari minei b'samim al kol ha'minim yotze, because that's like the shahakol of fragrance brachas. And therefore, if you have a sofek, l'chei b'chodomish u'masupin b'berchoso, the e'ef shalo le'hezbarer, and he can't be mavarer, because if you can be mavarer, you're mechuyev to. You cannot rely on shahakol for food or on bori minei besamim for fragrance if you could find out. But if it's not possible to find out, no one's around to ask the halacha, you can't look it up, you don't know how to look it up, then indeed, if you have a safek, you're going by, you see a rose. There are some roses that are atzei besamim, you hear? And some roses that are isvei besamim. Some roses are on a shrub, on a tree. And some are more flowery, just plain. So you make a bori minei besamim if you're mesupik. If you're mesupik. V'nira li, dimberich al pri ha'etz, bori atzei besamim yotza. There was a special bracha for an edible fruit, hanosein reach tov b'peiros. So that grows on a tree. But it has a special bracha because it's the fragrance of an edible fruit. So the bracha is borech hanosin reach tov b'peiros. So on that, the kitzur says, if you make a borei atzei b'samim b'di'evet yotze, because it's a tree, it is a tree. Valken nirali, therefore it seems to me, ki al negalach, which is cloves, v'chein al klipas maransin, orange rinds, the tzutrinin, that's lemon rinds. So it's a suffix. Maybe it's called peiros because it's edible, but maybe it's not really a food because you don't eat it by itself. It's a spice. It only enhances other foods. So there's a suffix. So then make borech atzei besamim because what?
Is it borei mina?
No, you don't need mina. You know it's either atzei or nosem reich tov b'peiros.
I know, but if you did say borei mina,
then you always Yosef b'di'evet.
No matter what.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that.
He only says it on atzei isvei. He says borei mina.
No, that's this also. Yeah, that's the shahakola fragrances. But you're not supposed to use that unless your mamish can't be mavare.
You smell an orange, you make a bracha.
What?
You smell an orange.
First of all, I don't think anybody would consider an orange to have a pleasant fragrance. Maybe, yeah.
They're saying the rind of the orange.
I don't know what they.
It's orange peel.
Maybe.
Stomach, if you smell a fruit, you make a bracha, because I guess I missed
it. If it has a good fragrance, and it's. You see, there's a condition which we didn't learn yet, which is a major, major condition. It has to be made for its fragrance. No, its fragrance is there for you to smell. It's not an accident. It's not a mikre. It's normal to smell it. People smell it. It's made to smell.
But the fruit is made to eat, so then you would not make a bracha.
Yeah, but a lot of times, lamoshal, if you would say, it depends on circumstance. In other words, people put out fruit. you do that. If people put out fruit, they want to give the house apples, you know. They even have it in a can. You can spray your car with apple spray. They want to... You heard what he said. Real estate agents tell you to bake a cake and have your house smell like a homemade pie when people come to look at the house. It should smell like a homemade pie. You gain $10,000 from that smell.
Oh, like before in the house, I picked up a nectarine just to smell it. I would make a brook.
You would make a... I think like you
I
have a...
I did that. Good.
Yeah, you would make a nosin reach tov beperos. If you're talking about something... Oh, what's smelling? I'm not sure. Is what smelling the peel?
I picked it up to smell the food.
I'm asking, what has the fragrance? The peel?
I don't know.
And the peel is maybe not edible.
It's emanating from the fruit.
The nectarine, yeah.
The fruit?
It's like a peach.
Oh, nectarine, I'm sorry. I was thinking of a tangerine. I'm sorry. Yeah, you make hanosin reach tov beperos. So did you know what bracha to make?
No.
See, there, by picking it up to smell, you've turned it into an object that's there for smelling when you picked it up. So that's why you should make a bracha. I'm just speaking out. If you go by... You walk into someone's house and you don't pick it up and it's not there to smell, you don't make a bracha. It has to be omed lahariach.
But you're going to eventually eat it also.
Yeah, but it's omed lahariach also, because it's known, it gives a good smell. It's in the bria for you to smell also. I think in stores you assume that they want customers to smell it and be enticed to buy it. So I think in a store you always assume it's omed lahariach. Therefore, if you walk into a spice store, you should make a bracha. Because that's called Omed Lahariach, because they want you to smell it and be enticed to buy it.
I was wondering, when are you allowed to smell it before to see if you like the smell and then make a bracha or not?
Yeah, but then you would have to smell it again.
Right.
Yes, it's like if you want to taste a fruit, well, I don't know. Yeah, because if you don't like the smell, it's like tasting a fruit to see if it's rotten or not. Because if you don't like the smell, I guess you don't make a bracha.
Sometimes like flour, if you don't know if it's going to smell or not, so you go, you smell it, and then it smells good.
Yes, so that's like tasting a food to see if it has a taste.
So if the smell is in the air, you make a bracha. You walk into a store, like the Rav just said.
If it's coming from, we're going
to
learn.
You
if
have to go to the thing itself. And
we're going to learn. If it's unconnected to the source... Like, let's say, in a perfume bottle, there's no more perfume, it's been emptied out. But the perfume still smells good. The bottle, I mean, still smells good. You don't make a bracha, because that's called Reach She'ein Lo Makor. It has no base. Now, in your case, it's usually connected to the base. And if a wind carries a smell, and it, like, wafts far away, then maybe it's called, it probably is called at some point, unconnected to the source, and you would not make a bracha. So you don't make a bracha on bottled fragrance. It has to be connected to a base. It has to be something that smells good, not just a good smell that your nose or your whatever it's called, the taste, the smell buds, olfactory. Okay. So the suffix on cloves and the orange rinds is it. Atzei Basamim, or is it Nosein Reach Tov Beperos? So you make Atzei Basamim, that covers everything. That covers both. Because they're both eights. Hello? They're both eights. Shemen, water, or oil. Shemen Omayim. Shebismo Bibasamim. You infused it. You put in spices. It smells good now. You, the cologne. Because you put spices in it. But it's talking about the spices are still there. So it's called a reyach with a makor. Im ba'atzei b'samim, mevorech atzei b'samim, v'im b'svei b'samim, mevorech borech isvei b'samim, and boi b'yitzim ba'asavim. A mixture. We didn't have this yet, actually. He says it in this context. That if you have a mixture, you make a bori minei b'samim. Yeah? Whenever you have a mixture, a combination of different things which call for different brachas, so you don't try to start separating them and making a separate bracha, because everything's all mixed together. Just make a mine besamim. Now you can't really smell each type individually, so just smell them collectively and make a bori mine besamim.
You like come into the house, Sarah Shabbos, and it smells great.
I don't know. I don't think you make a bracha on the. I doubt you make a bracha on, like I say, like on challah, you know, fresh out of the oven.
No, the chicken, the soup, it has vegetables in it, and it's smelling good, and cooking, baking cakes.
It has to be omeid lahariach. If part of the Erev Shabbos experience is that your house smells like that, then I guess you could make. Wait, why not? It has to be from a growing. I think it has to be organic. No, you make a mine besamim on an animal. Wait, I don't know if that. I wonder if that's called a pleasant fragrance. That the house smells Shabbistic. I wonder. I'm not sure. Let me look or check or ask. I'm not sure if the Shabbos smell of the kugel and the soup and the sholent, if that's called a reach tov that you make a bracha on. Could be that's. You know, if you walk into a house and you smell something that's nostalgic and it reminds you of your childhood and it gives you a good, pleasant, fuzzy feeling, you don't make a bracha on that. So I'm not sure that Shabbos is different. Let me, I hope I remember to check on that.
They have downstairs Jack Daniels.
What?
Jack Daniels they have. I can't tell if it's flavored or not.
Is this heavy?
Yeah. It wasn't because
they brought their own.
Right. They claimed they... I mean, he said, told them to look at the list. It's not Barur to me. I don't know what to say.
Okay, we're not... Look, we're not the Mashgichim on the affair. Yeah. Zevi's...
So I should just leave
he should put up a sign that, I don't know...
Or remove the Jack Daniels.
Is Zevi the caterer of the affair?
Yeah.
He has to put up a sign that he doesn't take achrayus on the drinks.
Right.
Because we give Zevi a hechsher.
Right.
And if people assume that Zevi's serving the drinks, so yeah. Then no, he has to put up a sign that the he has to put up a sign that the drinks are not under the hashgacha of the caterer.
Okay.
He has to. I don't want to take I have that achrayus now.
Yeah, okay.
If he's catering the affair, then he has to put up such a sign. If he's catering the affair, he has to put up a sign that the drinks are not under the hashgacha of the caterer.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. He has to. He has to. He has to put up a sign. There's nothing to talk about. Okay, we'll stop.